This is KCUR 89.3. Right now across the U.S., thousands of men, women, and children are being forced to work as prostitutes. Sex trafficking remains a big problem. But as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, a small group is mobilizing the far-flung trucking industry to fight it and to change the way some people think about prostitution.
Sex trafficking wasn't top of mind in the early 80s when Beth Jacobs was a teenager. If you were a prostitute, that was on you. And that's what Jacobs thought, right up until she came to on the lot of a dark truck stop one night. She says she had asked a friendly-seeming man for a ride home that afternoon. She says he gave her something to drink from a McDonald's cup. It was drugged. And as she was waking up, the man announced that he was a pimp. Her pimp.
You know, I kind of laughed at him and I said, oh, that's great, but I'm not that kind of girl. And I tried to get out of the car and he pulled me back in by my hair, beat me, and he said, no, bitch, I didn't ask you. This is what it is. I own you now. You're going to sleep with this man in this truck and he's going to give me the money to get to Chicago.
It didn't go well with the truck driver.
He pulled me out of his truck, gave me back to the pimp, and said he wanted his money back because I cried too much and he didn't enjoy himself. So the pimp then beat me up right there in the street or in the parking lot and told me if I ever lost any more money for him, again, he'd kill me and my daddy.
Despite the ruckus, no one at the truck stop intervened. And then for the next 6 years, Jacobs says the pimp viciously forced her to work as a prostitute.
I just wanted a ride home. And I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I asked the wrong adult to take me home. He didn't take me home.
The awareness of sex trafficking has changed a lot since then, and you can see that by what trucker Kevin Kimmel did last year when an old motorhome parked at a truck stop caught his eye.
Yeah, I saw a guy go in it, and I saw the motion to the RV. And then I saw what I thought was a young girl peek out, and he abruptly pulled away from the window, and the shade pulled back over it.
Kimmel called police, and that call ended weeks of torture, starvation, and forced prostitution for the victim.
Kevin Kimmel epitomizes the mission of Truckers Against Trafficking.
Truckers Against Trafficking, or TAT, is a group founded by Kyla Lanier, along with her mom and three sisters, to enlist the enormous trucking industry in the fight against sex trafficking.
They're the eyes and ears of our nation's highways. They see things that other people don't see.
Think about it. Long-haul truckers work long hours behind the wheel and then sleep in truck stops and then get up and drive again. There are hundreds of thousands of them on the road all the time. And it dawned on Lanier's mom that truckers would be great allies.
Trafficking happens everywhere. I mean, it's happening in homes, it's happening in conference centers, at schools, casinos, truck stops, hotels, motels, everywhere. You know, it's an everywhere problem, but truckers happen to be everywhere.
And these days, TAT, stickers, wallet cards, and posters showing a phone number for a sex trafficking hotline are almost everywhere in the trucking industry. Trucking companies and law enforcement are enthusiastically on board, helping to reach nearly a 250,000 drivers. The calls those drivers have made to the hotline have freed hundreds of trafficking victims, many of them children, according to TAT. The approach is so effective that Kansas's attorney general wants to compel truck driving schools to teach sex trafficking prevention. In Ohio, that's already on the curriculum. And it's not just truckers. Truck stops are helping, too.
Of course. Let me show you some of the things that we're doing for our drivers.
At the TA Travel Plaza in Oak Grove, east of Kansas City, between the energy drinks up front and the showers in back, District Manager Sam Tahoor shows off monitors playing anti-trafficking videos 24/7. Stickers and wallet cards are on the counter, and anti-trafficking posters hang all over the store. Employees are trained to spot trafficking, and Tahoor says all the effort has completely changed his view of prostitution.
If I saw a prostitute, I would have thought, hey, that's what they want to do. Now I know what signs to look for. I know what actions to take. Be on the lookout for this. This is what's going on out there, and these people need a hero.
A hero, somebody to report the crime, and after that, someone like Beth Jacobs, the sex trafficking survivor. Jacobs now counsels victims and, working with TAT, teaches truckers and police to understand the victim's point of view.
I'm thinking positive. I'm thinking this is a great change.
Truckers Against Trafficking plans to train a lot more truck drivers to spot trafficking and to intervene. But the group also sees a need for similar organizations to harness the goodwill of workers across the hospitality industry as activists work to expose sex trafficking everywhere it hides. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.